Well, Syria has promised to defend itself in the face of any foreign aggression. Syria's national television has quoted President Bashar al-Assad as saying his country is capable of confronting any external attack. Assad made the remark in a meeting with senior Iranian officials. Now, the Syrian president says the United States' threat of attacking Syria doesn't change Syria's principles, nor does it stop its fight against terrorists. Now, Assad accused the U.S. and its regional allies of supporting the insurgents. His comments come after U.S. President Barack Obama said his country would strike Syria to prevent it from using chemical weapons. Well, let's turn to Damascus, joined by political commentator Mr. Tahsin al-Halabi. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. al-Halabi. Let's look at, there's so many things that are going on. First of all, the Syrian government seems very strong and is saying that they will not back down. At the same time, we hear the drums of war continually beating as far as the United States wanting to attack. Do you think that the United States will actually attack the Syrian country?
First of all, let me explain that as long as Syria, during those 2.5 years, fought a legitimate, just war against all kinds of terrorism, against all kinds of military terrorist groups coming from Turkey or from Jordan or from everywhere. So, It will be in the same consequence when it will defend itself from the main spring of terrorism, USA and its allies. Because during those 2.5 years, USA and its allies in Turkey, in Jordan, in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar, they are giving weapons, they are giving monies, they are giving logistics, they are giving all kinds of facilities in order to attack Syrian people and Syrian institutions and Syrian government ministries and everywhere. So now it is the time for USA, as long as those military groups failed in achieving the goals of USA, now USA would come in order to support them by more attacks by its vessels, military vessels in the Mediterranean. I'm sure that the Syrian people, along with the government, with the leadership, with the army of Syria, would continue on this war. It is a kind of continuation in such a war, but in a new scale, in comprehensive scale, mm-hmm. which it would inevitably would make Syria attack all its enemies, not only the USA vessels waiting to bomb Syria, but also Israel, the main enemy of the Arab and Muslim countries in the war, and the one that provided USA intelligence, CIA, about what so-called certain informations about the use of the chemical weapons in Syria, depending on certain communications that they pretend to take place. So I think that Syria would make all this war, this aggression against its people, against the Arab region, against the Muslim, even everywhere, failure, and would meet its defeat in such a war. What made Obama retreat from or postpone the attack? It is Israel, because Israel really took seriously all the declarations of the Syrian military forces or the Syrian government that when Syria would be attacked by USA, it will be inevitably that the Syrian army also would launch a war against against Israel and Israeli forces. So Israel would be afraid from such a war against its territory in the same time when USA
Mr. al-Halabi, do you think that Washington will carry out these attacks?
Before, I was interviewed by the Press TV before a few days, and really I expected and I told before the declaration of Obama that 60%, I bet, I expect that USA would not make this aggression. Now, I am more convinced that USA would find certain allay of political solution, certain window of political solution that would, in certain ways, save its face in front of other superpowers.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Damascus. Political commentator, Mr. Tahsin al-Halabi.